Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? You know what it is. It's that time of day. What time with the word on the street? Brought to you by Full Radio. It's your boy, Pity Pete. Today I'm supposed to have my cousin, first cousin. His name is Jaden. He's an artist certified out of the OKLA. He stands for Oklahoma. But try to send him a text message. He said he was blocked. Try to call him and also said he was blocked. So, hey, I think something might be going on with him. Something may be going on with him. Something may not. I don't know. Supposed to be getting him on the show during an hour special so we can just play some of his music. But, hey, things do happen. Things do go down. So, hey, adversity either causes you to break or break records. So whichever it is, it's really up to you. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, did you guys hear what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma? I'm actually just about 30 minutes away from that place, from a town called Muskogee, Oklahoma, which prior to this incident, a teen had a gun on him, but it's really his phone that fell from his pocket. It was a white cop that shot a black teen. It actually is a church where I got baptized at. And man, you know, some people just try to play both sides of the fences. You cannot play both sides of the fences. Come on, this is some stuff that needs to stop. But it's not even about white cops. I feel like it's just about cops in general. If you need to be the team that you want to become, I wish I could make an announcement right now, but just know this: I did go to school. I did go to college. I am an educated brother. I have got beaten up by a cop myself, but. Emotionally, like that's my major. That's what I want to be in life, is a cop. So, man, it really breaks my heart seeing these cops go down and seeing these unarmed brothers go down, too. And even if they are armed, they still don't have the right to die. Because even just like what you tell people who play sports growing up, who play football specifically growing up, because you do got those young kids that are just not physical enough. Or they try to get in football just because they have been being bullied on, but then they finally get in there and they recognize that they, you know, it's really not for them. You know what I'm saying? So which comes into the conversation is if you're scared to get hit, don't play. It's like in football, I play for the Texas Tech Red Raiders. And if you guys ever seen the movie, it just came out. It was The Lone Survivor. Yeah, you ever seen that movie? That guy actually played with some dude, our strength coach, I believe, in college. And our strength coach was our strength coach here in Texas Tech. And he came to speak to us back in, like, 2005 or whatnot, man. And the dude was so up. You could tell he'd been in a few battles. But he just, like, man, the way he was speaking about his camp and his crew, it was just so intriguing because he actually could tell he'd been through a fight. And if he's scared to get into a fight, don't get into a fight. So if he's scared and stuff like that, don't put yourself in positions, especially in an occupation to where you got to feed your family. It's because ultimately it's your family going to be the one to pay the price. But just like if you're scared to pick up a gun, don't be in a war. If you're scared to get in a fight, if you're scared to get shot, don't be a police officer. Don't be a leader in that aspect. Be a leader somewhere else. You see what I'm saying? Because it's putting lives in jeopardy. Just like if you're a preacher and having sex with your congregation, don't be a teacher. I mean, don't be a preacher. If you're a preacher and cheating on your wife, hey, you know, you can't lead the people astray. You see what I'm saying? So you really got to be careful in what you are doing, and these black males are. And we have been the victim ever since day one, ever since I can remember. But now I feel like, thanks to Steve Jobs, who's taken away a lot of jobs with these smartphones, you know, but thanks to him, and shout out to them, because now we're able to see, and people aren't calling the police no more. People are filming it so we can show it to the police. It's like, yo, this is what happened. This is the word on the street, which is like PDP. It's supposed to be Jaden calling me from Arkansas. Well, he's really from Oklahoma, living in Arkansas. He's actually a cousin of mine. He's going to play some of his songs, but I don't know. Should I play his songs, even though he ain't calling in? Should I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I would love to, you know what I'm saying? That's my brother from another mother, you know, but I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see. You can go to soareveryday.listentomyradio.com. That's when I say listen to my radio. That's listen, then the number two. Not the word two. That's the number two, my radio. So soareveryday.listentomyradio.com. You can see I'm streaming music all day. That's my official online station. God has been great, opening doors for me. God has been nothing but faithful to me, so I just have to be faithful to him as well and just living out the purpose that he provided me to live and make do with the opportunities that he's handed in my hand and not take things for granted and think I'm better than other people, because at the end of the day, we are really not better than anybody. But up on the Texas case, it says Robert Bates, the Tulsa County Reserve deputy who claims he thought he pulled out his taser when he fatally shot Eric Courtney Harris on April 2nd. He has been charged with second-degree manslaughter. He thought he pulled out a taser before out a gun and shot it. And you know what's funny? You know what's really funny? I called my mom, who lives in Tulsa, and was like, "Mama, what's up with the police shooting people down there?" She was like, "Boy, that's every day." And you know what? That's the sad part. And she said, "You know what, son, that's every day." And she's from, man, of course, since I'm from Muskogee, she's from Muskogee too. But, man, it's just crazy because cops, man, it's just not, like I said, it's not against, like, white and black cops. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just about people getting this power and don't know what to do with it. It's like everybody is not a chef, I guess you said, even though he was made up. But anyway, the Daily News report says, he shot me. Man, oh, my God, I'm losing my breath. Eric Harris stands as he struggles on the ground following the April 2nd shooting, which flew under the radar until video emerged a week later. Fuck your breath. A columnist officer can be heard saying, "Shut the fuck up." That's what the cop said. Reserve Deputy Robert Bates, 73, shouted, "Taser, taser," before pulling the trigger on his gun, firing a round into Harris. "I shot him," a former policeman says, dropping his gun. "I'm sorry." So he knew what he was doing. Hey, 73 years old, but there's still no justification for these excuses that's going on. Just like the comedian Bill Cosby. Everybody is killing him professionally, and they're about the same age. So, hey, according to the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office, Bates was assisting other deputies who were trying to take Harris into custody as he fled from police during a sting operation. Yeah, that's just awesome news. That's just right down the street from where I'm from. It's actually where my mom is residing at right now. And when I asked her why the police shooting up everybody in Tulsa, she said that happens every day. So, like I said, shout out to Steve Jobs for coming up with the technology to not just like black males, but everybody. We can actually see the chaos that's going on in this world. You know what I'm saying? Because there's really a lot going on. There's really a lot, man, because you're growing up, like, especially if you're growing up in the inner cities, you do see a lot. But when you're growing up in a small country town, that's really all you know. That's really all you know. When you live in a small country town, that's really all you know. Like that. Yeah, man. He wants me to read him a book right now, but he's never on the radio. But, we'll work it down. I do have to read him a book. But hey, I'm glad he's bringing me a book and not something else, you know what I'm saying? That's all I have to say, right? Just speaking to word on the street, both things are on for the radio. You know what I'm saying? I hope you guys are out there having a great day, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you've done or what you've been through. Life's about making your dreams come true. With that being said, go ahead and put you on that Nicki Minaj and Rihanna. I came to win.
Came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to
painting their own pictures and they crop me in. But I will remain with a posse pin. Cause I am not a word, I am not a line. I am not a girl that can ever be defined. I am not fly, I am levitation. I represent an entire generation. I hear the criticism loud and clear. That is how I know that the time is near. Did you become alive in a time of fear? And I ain't time to fear, cry my eyes out for days upon days. Such a heavy burden placed upon me. But when you go hard, your names become yays. Yankee Stadium with Jay's and Kanye.
Not locked in on Soul Radio, Squared on the Street with your boy Kitty. Supposed to be Jayden on the line straight. One of my cousins, straight from Oklahoma, not regarding us. I'm supposed to call in, but we'll see if he's going to call. Then who knows? But right now on the line, I do got my brother, other brother, Mr. Stephen Nivey. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going well, going well. How's your morning been going?
It's been a morning, man, but it's good. It's getting better.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Same here, same here. So what's up, man? This is, you got the flow. It's time to G.O.
All right. So yesterday we talked about, if you're doing good, keep doing good, because in due season, in the right time, you'll reap harvest if you don't faint, if you don't give up. And I'm reminded, man, I would encourage anybody and everybody who's listening to read through, as you're reading through the Bible, read through the book of Exodus and Numbers and those first five books of the Bible, even though sometimes it's kind of hard to read because you have all these names you don't understand and then you go through all these family genealogies. Man, if you really read those stories that are in there, man, it'll teach you so much about leadership, about triumphing even in negativity. And so real quickly, man, my thought for today is coming from Exodus, the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse 18. And most of us know the story of the children of Israel. We know about Moses. I'm pretty sure if you don't read the Bible, you watch the Disney cartoon, The Prince of Egypt, and you know about Moses, how Moses, God used Moses to take this great nation of people out of the land of Egypt. And, you know, God does miraculous things like parts the waters, and they walk across on dry ground and whatnot. Right up in that point while they're walking in the wilderness, the Bible says, and this is before I think God even parted the waters. Bible says in Exodus 13:18, God led the people around by the way of the wilderness to the Red Sea. He took them, the Bible says that he took them a long way. He took them a long way around because the Bible said that if he would have took them the short way, they would have ran into, I believe, the Philistines and would have ended up going back and losing heart after they had to fight a war. And so the thought is, man, embrace detours in your life. Embrace slow progress. Sometimes slow progress is the best progress. They talk about us and they tell us how we're the microwave generation. We want everything instant, everything fast. Our nation is leading other countries in the world in obesity, not just because we're a wealthy nation, but because of our greed with fast food. I talk to my friends and my people all the time, and we're always eating fast food, because fast food is fast. You know, to cook a real good meal is going to take about 30 minutes to an hour, but we can hop in the car and spend $5 and get a whole meal at McDonald's. We like stuff to be instant and fast. But, man, have you ever had instant mashed potatoes versus homemade mashed potatoes from scratch? They don't compare. There's no in between, man. And so it's the same way in life, man, that sometimes where you're trying to go, there are going to be detours, there are going to be potholes, there are going to be things that happen intentionally to slow you down. And don't look at those slow-down moments as setback moments, but look at those slow-down moments as set-up moments. And so maybe, like, you might be like me, 27, just now going back to school to get a degree. That's cool. I couldn't have handled going to school in my early years. If I would have went as a teenager in my early 20s, oh Pete, man, I would have wowed out. It would have been crazy. But now, as a man, you know, I have a family now. I work a whole bunch of jobs, but I'm more focused, and my vision is a lot clearer for what I want to do in life. And so all I'm saying to whoever's listening today is maybe you're going around the long way so that you can be blessed to endure whatever and enjoy whatever success, longevity of successful success. So anyway, if you're like me and you're taking that long way around, man, be happy with it, embrace it, and go through it and learn what you need to learn and finish strong.
Wow, that's what's up, Mr. Avi, right there. Like you said, you're taking that longevity route. You know, embrace every moment, embrace every struggle. Because just like you said, if you went to college in your late teens, early 20s, then you said you would have been buck wild. And I hear you on that, man. You just sparked something. You just sparked something in me to where, dude, I feel like I got to get it off my chest. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool. Tomorrow, different day, same sort of time, player.
All righty.
All right, don't forget to go to soaringeveryday.listentomyradio.com, and that's where you can stream us live. The interview is going to be live on the station at about 12, probably 10 after 12 or something so like that. So if you're out at your other job or you're out just chilling, man, just go ahead and turn it on the station, player. This is the new number one station coming up out of Lubbock, Texas. Lubbock, the number one online station. We're going to take over the world. One day at a time, one sore day, every sore day at 11. It's the word on the street with your boy Petey Petey, Mr. Stephen Alvin. I'll talk to you tomorrow, bro.
All right, we'll holler at you later.
All right, good deal. Yeah, that's Reverend Mr. Stephen Alvin. Sure, he's up out of Arkansas area. And the dude really said something that really sparked me. And I love talking to other people. They say, show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. I'm glad God chose me to let me into his direction to get him on my show, because every time I listen to him speak, he says something that just sparks me, and it just makes me just want to just spread the word to everybody. Because growing up, because he said taking a long way, because there's very minimum of LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Barack Obama's. There's very little. I can't even say Kanye West, because I feel like Kanye West is in the category that what I'm about to speak about. And even Jay-Z, like, and some of those cats, all you got to do, in order to be great, all you got to do is make routine plays. Whenever I play here at Texas Tech, one thing you got to do, one thing I did learn from Mike Leach and all of the coaches and stuff that I did come here and learn from is what's going to really get into my message today, is they really just said they preach on make routine plays. Just like if you're a father in your life, you just make the routine plays. You said a father, you change diapers, you clean him up good, you wake up, you give him a bath, you cook his breakfast, you cook your little girl's breakfast, you cook him lunch, you do all the things that you're supposed to do. That is routine plays. Just like, say, for instance, if you're watching the football game, Let me simplify it like this. If you're watching the basketball game, because more people know what's going on. If you're watching the basketball game and you got somebody shooting a free throw, you automatically expect that guy to make that free throw, which means that is a routine play. If somebody's coming up with a 15-foot jumper that he makes 15 out of 20 shots, that is a routine play. More times than not, he's going to go ahead and contribute that play. He's going to make that play. You don't even have to think about it. It becomes secondary. Like on first and long, Mike Leach will call, slots, and he gets guaranteed a first, that's guaranteed the 5-yard down because he's expecting that routine play to be made. So when do events occur to when you make an extraordinary play, so which is on the offensive side that you dive and you catch the ball, or in basketball you do a fadeaway jumper and get fouled, it's called an and one. In baseball you dive for a ball. Same thing in tennis, you hit a backhand and you knock it over. That's the extraordinary play, but it's built up and it means even more better because you made the routine play. So if you go to work every day, that's being routine. You working on that perfect attendance. And then all of a sudden, it's a snow day outside, and you're still able to make it to work on a snow day, and everybody don't. That's an extraordinary play. That's an extraordinary effort that you are giving. So when it is time for that promotion, then that's when you stand out from the masses. You stand out from everybody else because you're making those routine plays. So then when that opportunity comes to make that great play, you do it subconsciously and you're just doing it. That's what they say, practice makes perfect. And some people say perfect practice makes perfect, but there's really no perfect practice. Well, there could be, but as long as you are making some practice, because success is just 80% of showing up. And to go off of what Mr. Stephen Austin was saying, taking a long way, and I'm going to get into the Kanye Wests and the JVs, because those are self-made moguls. Those guys, and I can even say Michael Jordan, too, because Michael Jordan was a late bloomer. Michael Jordan understood to go to work every day on a basketball court and be so competitive to where he couldn't be like he was yesterday because people wasn't expecting that. He always had to come out with something new, and that can be really, and that really comes when you're really doing it for the love of the game, and which is what Mr. Stephen Ivey was talking about taking that long way. I remember in high school, I remember growing up in elementary, the middle school, and so what, man? I was that kid who never took a drink of alcohol, never smoked a blunt, never did a dip, never did anything. I just remember the struggle coming up, and then when people offer me some stuff like that, I would answer and say, I'm an athlete. That was my answer to whoever was offering me a joint, I always said, I'm an athlete. And that was because in my mind, I watched ESPN all day. In my mind, I'm seeing these guys making these routine and extraordinary plays. I'm like, no way they can do drugs. And I see drugs every day, and drugs will get you here. I don't want nothing to do with it. But, hey, let's fast forward to college. Man, as though in high school, I still never drank nothing. I think I started smoking in the summer going into my junior year. I would work out every morning at like 7 in the morning. Working out with the football team because my goal was to go D1. So I'm working, but I don't know. But I'm working out in Muskogee. But then I come back to Wagner. I remember everybody would be gone, and I just walked next door to my cousin's house, and he always had a bong and some weed up in there. And shoot, he was like, you want to hit it? I'm like, well, might as well. I ain't got nothing else to do. But I started hitting the bong, but that would be the only time that I smoked. So I would go work out in the morning, come home, hit the bong with my cousin, and that's all we would do. But in the morning, I wake up and I train. But in my eyes, I didn't think about nothing like that. Like, it didn't even dawn on me, you know what I'm saying? Because in Muskogee, when I was training, I wouldn't even think about it, wouldn't even think about weed, wouldn't even do nothing, it wouldn't even cross my mind. I was so focused on football. But when I went home to Wagner, it was like a whole different me, in which it was different. It was weird. I knew football was there, but I think because I was at home, my day was over with. Who knows? I don't know. I really can't explain it. But that was just the only time I ever smoked in high school was the summer. Going into my junior year, and that summer, that's when I ran a 4.35, and I ran a 4.35 that summer, and that summer, that's when I really became a star And I really became like that dude at Muskogee High School, and that's really when I started achieving my dreams. I already had a few scholarship offers and everything, but that was the only time I ever smoked in my high school career. Fast forward to my senior year, I got like 16 scholarship offers just about everywhere in the Big 12. Oh, Oklahoma State is at my game, the game at homecoming my senior year that I got hurt. And the next day, Texas A&M called me saying, I still got my scholarships. Tulsa called me saying, I still got my scholarships. Everybody telling me I still got my scholarships, right? So I'm not even, but I ended up committing to Texas A&M thinking that's probably my best chance I got to play. But then they said they're going to move me to corner. And then I'm just like, no, I really don't want to play corner, but I'm going to keep my scholarship just in case. But then Texas Tech said, we're going to keep you at running back. So that's what I wanted to do. I came down here on my official visit, and I was with my quarterback named Zach Ross. And then that's when we got on the party bus, and they threw some alcohol in our face, and boom. I guess that's when PDP was born. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But that's probably the best time I probably ever had partying-wise. In my world, I had some pretty good times at Disney just a few years ago, and now I had some pretty good times with my wife. But at that moment, partying-wise, I was like, we were on a party bus. We went to 3 party buses, and then we went to the club, and it was a banquet, and it's I'm a senior in high school. I'm there, one of the biggest recruits with a quarterback. They talking about bringing him with me. So just imagine what, like, the attention that we're getting. Just imagine, it's a new club, grand opening here in Lubbock, Texas, which now is probably one of the craziest. It don't even exist no more. But anyways, at that time, like, just imagine what, and I just remember, and I'm thinking, and never mind me this, I'm still committed to Texas A&M. But Texas Tech actually went through Zach Walsh to get to me. So just imagine, like, they flew us down there on a plane. I've never flown before. And not only have I never flown before, this was my second visit because I did visit A&M, but then I visited Texas Tech, and I'm here with my quarterback, Zach Wall. Me and him is almost neck-and-neck best friends, putting a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears together. Now we here. They talking about bringing him in school on an in-state tuition. They giving me a scholarship. They just want me to come here and produce. And I'm just like, I'm just a little dude from the hood. You know what I'm saying? And they had just got me drunk the day before. And I probably still am drunk, but I'm thinking about Zach, like, man, I want to share this with you. So, of course, you come to school with me, and we're going to turn this place out together. Long story short, I committed, and he decommitted a few months later and went to Oklahoma State. And I still had to come to Texas Tech because I had a contract to fill. But the reason why I did choose Texas Tech, it wasn't all him, it was me too, because I really liked the social part of it. The social part, man, I'm telling you, it was girls, it was alcohol, it was something, it was stuff that I never really got to experience in high school. For one, in high school, I always had a girl, and two, I never drank. I only smoked once, and I still didn't smoke once I got here, but I did start drinking. I ended up being in a wheelchair. I started drinking in my freshman year. In my sophomore year, I think my head messed up. I still was drinking. Then I started smoking because of my head messed up. Then I started being on the honor roll and stuff. But what I'm trying to say is I did make decisions. Like Stephen Ivey said, I did make decisions. Like, I took the long way. I feel like if I just would have did what everybody else did and I just would have finished up in my 4 years, if I didn't have a seed in me, that knowing I'm supposed to be great, I would have settled a long time ago. I wouldn't be turning a class assignment that I got kicked out of into a business that I'm running right now. I just would have got my degree. Not to say nothing's wrong with that. Not to say nothing's wrong with getting your degree. I'm just saying I just knew I was meant to be something great. And I really thank God for giving me the ability to get to Texas Tech. And not only Texas Tech, because I think he had options everywhere, and he placed people in my life to really help me get to where I was, to even get to that opportunity to where I could pick a university that I was going to, and things of that nature. So I really believe everything does happen for a reason, but you can't really second guess yourself. Once you go with a decision, you got to go with that decision. Don't be indecisive about that decision, because once you make it, you got to make it. It's your life. You know what I'm saying? Either you're getting yourself into a hole, and that's just going to make you stronger once you get up out of the hole, or you're going to continue on that path. But let me tell you something. When you continue on that path, you got to be aware of the situations and the success that you are becoming, because don't be one of those people who have something then ended up having something. You know, be thankful for what you have before it becomes something that you had. Like if you're going into marriage, be thankful. Man, if your girl getting on your nerves, I know. I'm just not recently married. Your girl getting on your nerves, you guys can argue. Just like Kevin Hart say, couples with time in, you guys can argue over some juice. Let her be in the store and you get some juice and she with you when you get the juice. Then y'all walk outside and she asks for some of your juice. That's going to tick you off. Like, come on. Do you guys really going to tell you, it's like, you was just in me, you was just in the store with me when I got the juice. How come you didn't get your own juice? Now you're going to sit, take a double sip, and then you're going to just say you just barely took a sip. Like, come on. And we just, and then he's mad, and you bring it up 8 hours later, talking about, want a sip of my damn juice. Yeah, man. But, like, but that's real, though. Because, like, so sometimes you want to break up off of, you know, reaching over into my plate. I'd be like, oh, did you just reach over? Like, for instance, my wife got mad at me. She got mad at me because I cooked dinner, did it up, but never mind me this. This is steak. This is steak and chicken. This ain't no spaghetti. This ain't no fried chicken. This is steak and grilled chicken. This is something that I really put together, but she, I'm on my way to work. I mean, I'm on my way to pick her up at 4. She calls me, telling me, I get off at 8. I'm already in the parking lot. I'm like, what? And I already got stuff going on because I'm trying to surprise her and stuff. You know, I'm trying to wait till I eat. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I was like, well, shoot, I'm going to go ahead and fry up that grill. And she goes, all right, but just don't cook mine. So I'm like, cool. So man, I get on. I don't even cook. Don't cook until I time it out right. Until she about to get out of work. She about to get out of work. So about 7:45, I put the lighter fluid on there, and then about 7:55, I went and sparked. I went to go pick her up. She don't get out. She don't come out till about 8:30. And then so I'm starving. So we get home. I throw the steaks on. We chilling. She goes to wash the dishes. She gets mad at me because once the food, I said the food's on back, this, woo-woo. I goes, fix my plate, and I start eating. She got mad at me because I didn't fix her plate. I said, oh. I was like, boy. See, couples with time in, stuff like that, just like, but, you know, that's cool. Like, that's cool. You can argue over stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? That's not nothing serious. You know, that's just something when you live with each other. That's the best part about living with your best friend. Because you live with your best friend, it's just like, what? You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I know she loves the fact that I cooked for her. She loves it. But me, I was just hungry. I was just trying to get a couple bites in real quick. You know what I'm saying? I ain't ate all day. I'm waiting on her. I'm just eating little snacks all day, and then I finally get my big old steak ready and get it done. I just wanted a couple little bites of steak, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? But couples with time, man, that's usually what happens. And if you're taking the long way route to your dream, to your success, it's all good, because you never, like, you can be, like, don't put no age on success. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, I'm about to be 30 years old, and I'm just like, God, oh! Just like Stephen Ivey said, too, if I would have been blessed with this business and blessed with stuff when I was 18, I would have pissed it away. I wouldn't even know, like, the things that are longevity and things like that I can have, you know what I'm saying, that I can have in this world. Just would have been, I remember I used to think, if you ain't a millionaire, you ain't got no money. I didn't know you can go out here and make $20 an hour and be straight. You know what I'm saying? Just like I said earlier, I had aspirations to be a cop, but $20 a cop, a black cop to be a great. Let me clarify all of that, because most people are like, oh, you just talking about white people. But not exactly what the black cop slammed me on the hood of the car, busting my head open, and that's why I ain't being a cop. But that's what I try to avoid, to be a cop. But who's doing it? I'm not going to tell y'all what I got in the works right now. So, you know what I'm saying? Just let me end it with this. You usually end up being the path you avoided to take is what you end up being at the end of the day. I know I probably didn't say that right, but you know, that's usually how it happens, man. If you was like, if you talk about somebody, like, you want to be a pig, you want to be a cop, then you probably gonna end up being a pig or being a cop. Just like most white women or white men who tell their white daughters don't date a black man, all of a sudden they got a mixed grandbaby. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. So, like, my mom used to be like, don't mess with the pigeon-tailed white girls. And my wife is mixed with white. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you got to be careful what you tell your kids. Show love to everybody. Love conquers all. Love conquers all. Love conquers all. And, yeah, if you got a dream, and you got a dream and ain't nobody laughing in your dream, then you ain't dreaming big enough. If you worried about what other people think of you, then maybe you do got a problem. Maybe you do got a problem. Don't let nobody dictate your future. Don't give nobody no energy if they ain't paying your bills like that. If they paying your bills, then yeah, listen to what they got to say. And then, man, if you're a hater, keep doing your job. Keep doing your job. Keep hating. Because sometimes people need that hate to keep going. People look at hate. Well, people get hated on in all aspects of life. And if you can't be in the middle of two things, you have to be all in or all out. Either give it or either give in and give it all you got or give up and shut up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, either you for something or you against something. That's all it is. And if you're listening right now, go to soareveryday.listentomyradio.com. That's soareveryday.listentomyradio.com. And when I say two, that is the number two. Not the letter two. You know what I'm saying? Not the T-O-T-W-O or T-O-O. That's the number two. Straight like that. That is the word on the street with your boy, Petey Pete. I'm going to go ahead and get back to the music. You guys go ahead and be careful. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. All right? Just like that, I'm going to throw two fingers up in the air and three down and say, deuce it. Stay down, Petey Pete. So radio, look good.